Good afternoon. This is Jay Clemens, lead fantasy writer for BleacherReport.com, and this is your lightning-fast fantasy update. Just 2 weeks into the season, you may have noticed that Albert Pujols hasn't blasted a homer in Angels garb, nor has Reds pitcher Matt Latos done anything to warrant his top 25 preseason standing among starting pitchers. But this is not the time to panic on two stars with established track records of success, or in Pujols' case, 11 straight years of at least 32 homers, 99 RBI, and a 300 batting average, and that represents the bottom floor numbers of a first-ballot Hall of Famer and easily the greatest hitter of this century. On the trade market, of course you can still get top-end value for Pujols. That's not for debate. But you grabbed him with the first, second, or third pick in drafts for a reason. At the bare minimum, he's worth one elite pitcher, like Cole Hamels or CC Sabathia, and one elite power hitter, like Adrian Gonzalez. And if there's no market for such a trade at this time, consider that a sign from the fantasy guides to hold tight. As for Latos, there's no defending his wretched three-start debut with Cincinnati or his 8.22 ERA and 189 whip accelerated by an 8-run meltdown against the Cardinals on Wednesday night. But it's important to have some perspective on the matter. At full health, the 24-year-old Latos can carry real-world and fantasy teams for sustained stretches. He's also a solid candidate for 15 wins and 200 strikeouts every season. In other words, Latos is the kind of embattled asset you should be targeting in exploratory trade talks, not trying to sell off on the low end of the buying bubble. For more fantasy insight, check out the fantasy blog on BleacherReport.com or hit me on Twitter at ATL_JClemens.